Today is Wednesday. It is the rundown. It is December 6th. It is got to pay my rent. It is presented by Ocart. It's
very late on your rent.
Wait, I feel like we had this conversation before. It's the
6th? I have it in my bag. I have a cashier's check. I got to have Za. Do you still have the address of what? I'll figure it out after. It's presented by Ocart. Get your holiday oaks and ginger. Za, after the show,
this seems
though,
like a very
rent.
Bad
We've had this
bad
conversation
system.
That his landlord doesn't let him do like direct deposit.
Yeah. I go, I get a cashier
it
check,
like
and I get
the
drop
craziest
it up TV.
System.
Don't ask, just throw.
Something shady going on here.
Don't think, just throw. It is brought to you by, I don't understand it. I can't pretend to understand it. It makes no sense in this day
this
and
is
age.
Like harder than, remember when you used to, when you do the offshore accounts, you'd have to go to the Western Union?
Oh, that was the word. They had like a 500 digit code.
Yeah. No, and you had to
harder.
Put it in.
This is harder.
This seems harder
than
that.
You can't even just use a regular check? Like, nope. Even when I didn't do the direct deposit thing, I could just mail a regular check.
I go, I get a cashier's check at my bank, and then I gotta walk to TD Bank, and then I gotta deposit into this guy's Bohar's account. It's a
disaster. Yeah, you're back
Holy
in the Western Union gambling days.
Yeah. That's late.
That is the worst landlord.
It's very late,
in the world.
And
we'll
start getting harassed. Drink your oak and ginger. It is also brought to you by Mott and Beau. Thank God I did the date because that prompted me. I've had this in my bag. Rundown 2017 is the promo code for Mott and Beau. 20% off your first order of Mott and Beau sells high quality jeans. Fair price. Normally jeans this good are $200. Not today, not now, not on our airwaves. They sell them for about $100. You can get 20% off at Mott and Beau. You're just killing it right now. Use the code RUNDOWN2017, MOTTANDBOW.com, MOTTANDBOW.com, Mott and Beau. Speaking of money, Tupac's dick is on the market for $7,500. Big Cat, thoughts. When you see this story, just thoughts. Like someone selling a vintage Tupac dick pic, $7,500.
I feel like it should be more. That was my first thought. Like, that's a legend, Tupac. I also, reading the article on TMZ, they're like, Tupac used to just whip his dick out at parties.
Yeah.
It was a different time. It's like, not really.
Can't
like
really do that.
Matt Lauer
now.
And shit, they're just whipping out their dick everybody's all the time. Whipped. Like, everyone's been still whipping out their
the
dick.
The Ric Flair story, that was like a huge storyline.
Dicks have been whipped out from 1999 to 2017.
People whipping it out everywhere.
On the regular.
No respect for the dead, you know?
You said the same, you're, right? You think
Oh, $7,500. If my dick, if I was a superstar and my dead dick's on the market for anything less than 10K, and even 10 I think
they're
is low, but you gotta get to 10 at least.
They're buying these stupid paintings from like Da Vinci for millions and millions. Why is
Tupac's
dick
$7,500? Like, I didn't see the dick. Is it a good dick?
It's covered. I think she's like not even, revealing
yeah,
it until.
Yeah, she thinks that. Which,
which means that she should get more.
Is part of though, she's doing it wrong. Like you can reveal, this is something that I think like a art collector or a crazy person would like blow up and put as like art. Like just
Shia LaBeouf would put it up in a museum and stare at it for 48 hours with a live stream on his face.
Right, like that, or even like less just like, it's in the living
anybody
room.
Anybody who's into music like and art and like, it's an artsy, this is the dick of a legend.
Right.
Come let me show you Tupac's penis.
Correct. Yeah. And not even in like a sexual manner, but like that's like Tupac's penis.
Yeah, it's,
like,
it's a conversation starter.
There's the Biggie Smalls like huge face graffiti somewhere in New York. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like that, I could see someone like doing that with this dick pic.
Mm-hmm.
Like just that's.
But don't you think?
Dick.
Well, I mean, don't you think the price is like
way low?
Shockingly
low. Yeah, I'm agreeing with you. I think that's
$7,500 in this day and age is like.
I think that's
there's like you
it's
know,
not even a full.
There's
Bitcoin.
Like Harambe cheese doodles that go for like $100,000.
That's a quarter of $1 million like picture if it's clear.
Right. Yeah. Actually, I would. It'd be cool if it was like a Polaroid. Then you could frame
Well, that's actually what we were talking about. Like, that picture probably was a Polaroid or, as you know, one of those zip cameras taken back then.
I need, like, the
It's been developed and everything.
Yeah.
I assume then he posed for that.
Because well, no, they said it was at a party and he just whipped it out.
But if you don't have a, like, how are you taking a picture?
Yeah, you had the Polaroid camera probably.
Right, so you got to, like,
I think
pose for that. Like,
hold,
it's not like
I mean, I'm picturing, like, Tupac's entire life and all of his parties were, like, music videos where he's, like, doing whatever he wants in the center of attention. It's just
so
like,
it's all right. These wildfires, crazy. I don't really think it's getting the attention yet that it deserves. It looks like a scene out of a movie. And what was stunning to me is on the sign of the commuters, it's like Wilshire Boulevard, like a mile and a half away.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like the whole, I mean, it looks like the apocalypse. So I went on Boston.com, nothing. CNN right now, it's not the lead story. It looks like LA is going to burn to the ground, so I feel like this is not getting the hype that it deserves.
I also, like, what changes? So what's going to, like, how are they going to, if it's getting this out of hand, how are they going to stop it?
I think they just hope for rain. Like, this is another one of those situations after the hurricane in Houston. It's like, maybe when there's these storms that everyone says are, like, century, like, breaking storms, and they happen back to back to back, and, like, all of LA's burning. Maybe global warming's real?
Something's going on.
Feels like that's
something's
probably...
going on,
I don't
man.
Know enough about global warming. I know LA has... I don't want to say it has it coming, but LA, California is the place where it's just perfect, or you have, like, major disasters.
Yeah, an earthquake's always on the horizon. Yeah,
because it's so perfect.
It's right. Mudslides, earthquakes, right. Wildfires, depending on where you're on the West Coast.
Right, so, like, this is... I mean, I still... Do you think it's getting enough, like, publicity right now? Unless I'm just misinterpreting, like, what's happening?
No, I mean, I think it happens so quickly. Like, winds change and like, the fire goes nuts to the point that, like, it's probably going to... Like, this evening, it'll probably be the big story.
Like, I talked to Dallas Braden yesterday, and he said he's... I forget what I was asking. I'm like, you get this for, like, the podcast? So I'm just like, sorry, I'm, like, evacuating my house because of the wildfires. I didn't even skip a beat. I didn't really know what he was talking about. I'm just like, mm-hmm. Yeah, but the podcast. Like, right. I'm asking about the podcast. Right. Not, like,
well, that's
chill out about.
It's you.
That's nice, Dave. Yeah.
Well, no, I'm
leader
saying,
of men, real good.
I didn't understand the gravity of the situation.
Clearly.
Okay, I'm trying to make a point.
Well, here's the thing. That maybe someone, if someone says I'm evacuating because of the fires, that should maybe signal.
I didn't know what that meant. I was like, what fires?
Yeah.
Next.
The Rams didn't practice today. Something
big news.
About.
By the way, when football teams, like, I could see football teams like Last Boy Scout running through the fire. Like, when football teams let something interfere with their schedule, that's big news.
I mean, the only good thing that Lewis's intern, Matt Brown, gave me ever was that when there's wildfires outside a Cal game, he's like, it's so thick.
Oh, yeah.
The smoke is so thick.
That was
the under. It's the easiest under.
That was Washington State Cal.
Yes.
And they led the broadcast with the old guy walking with a gas mask.
Right, and they couldn't, the players, like, it was just a slow,
I had
slow
Washington,
game.
I think, minus 20, they lost by 30.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a stunner.
Yeah, no, they lost by 30.
Yeah, but the under was easy.
Yeah.
Wildfire.
That was when we were on the road, I was watching, it was thick air. And they actually had, like, a meter during that game where it's like, it would have to be canceled.
Right.
Because the air quality, if it dropped, and I kept being like, drop below, I was rooting because to cancel the game. Because I was like, come on, don't let these people breathe. Because, watching that game was over before it started. Never bet a wildfire game. That was my
Well, bet a wildfire under.
Yeah. Spreads box, use the code RUNDOWN. You get 25% off your first month's box. This is a great gift item. A lot of good gift items. But Spreads box simplifies the shopping experience. No coming through department stores for hours, or roaming through, I should say. New box is shipped out every month. 5 to 6 products, socks, ties, cufflinks, sunglasses, shave products, cute little... like gadgets that you always need. Subscriptions start at $25 and are guaranteed to have over $100 worth of value. So another great value thing, give it to somebody, they'll think it costs $100. You get 25% off your first month's box, code RUNDOWN. Breaking, this broke today, Mike Francesa says he will not be joining Barstool, even though he had nothing but great things to say about
Glowing
us.
Glowing review.
Called us a traveling troupe.
Are you a Team Portnoy guy? Any chance you want to, join Barstool Radio? I think you'd make a great show.
I think that, listen, I like the Barstool guys. You know, they've created a lot of, T-shirts about me, which have all been well done. They just created another one this past week.
But they got the Sirius channel now.
I think that my day of being part of that group is past. I think that it's for somebody else. I think that, first of all, I don't think they need me. They have their own group. They have their own traveling troupe. And again, listen. They're not for 10-year-olds. Okay, they're going to be a little edgy. So you got to understand the world before you're going to be. You got to be 17, 18 years old before you're going to be involved with them.
Which I believe may have to be a T-shirt.
I like whenever someone brings it up, his first thing is like, "Yeah, I like those guys. They made T-shirts."
Oh, he loves the T-shirts. Yeah. Loves the T-shirts.
Hey, I'll give him credit though. Like, he never. Everybody else cease and desist. Don't use my image.
Right.
Mike loves it all.
What was the deal though with like him
called
getting
edgy?
No, yeah, but being like, it's like you can't be 10 or 11 years old.
I think that's fair.
But Mike Francesa is 70. What is he talking about?
He's saying that like young kids shouldn't.
But is is he big in the 10-year-olds?
No, I think he was saying like that was just him being like. Mike knows that we're edgy and he accepts me for what we are. We're the Sam Ponders and people.
Not
in the
for
world,
everybody.
Yeah,
we're a traveling troupe.
Right. But so I would say there's probably a pretty heavy crossover between his audience and our audience.
His audience is definitely older than ours.
So, come on, Mike. he said that
day has passed him by. I disagree, Mike.
I think the internet is ready
for you.
Right. Was that day ever there either?
I don't know. He's been out of it for 25 years.
Explain Mike Francesa like 10 years ago, like, hey, you want a blog? Like, that day has passed me by.
He definitely still doesn't understand. Yeah,
speaking of things that have passed us by, I will continue to put this on the rundown topic as long as it infuriates me, which may be forever. Bitcoin is now over 13,000, and it is driving me absolutely...
Well, you bought some, though.
Yeah, I
bought like 10 bucks worth.
Yeah, no, I need to buy more.
But you can't.
Why?
Because they don't let you.
You can only buy like a couple hundred bucks.
Here's what bothers me. I tried to buy... This is going to be my big investment. When Lewis told me about it, it was at $6,000. And I said, Lewis, I want $500,000. At 6,000, and I got 5,000 because they wouldn't let me. So now, it is. I would have been out. I would have doubled.
Yeah, you would have been doubled and out. Easy.
And it is infuriating me to no end. That just keeps going up.
It's like, when is it going to stop?
Maybe never.
Is it just going to be $1 billion?
That McAfee guy said a million.
Yeah, the guy who like poisons people and is hiding out in South America.
That sounds like a guy who knows what he's talking about.
The McAfee virus guy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. He's talking about.
Have you read articles on that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he has murdered people.
Yeah, and he thinks that like the government is trying to poison his water.
That's the guy who said, I'll eat my own dick.
I didn't know. Yeah, which is the wildest thing, and he's the security. Like.
And he's the one who's like, Bitcoin's never going to stop. How about that one? Did you see that one guy who buried his hard drive by accident? Like in England? He bought Bitcoin when it was like pennies. And he threw away his hard drive forgetting about it, and there's like $150 million worth of Bitcoin on his hard drive, and he's trying to, like, the landfill where it is won't let him recover it.
He wants to, like, empty the whole landfill and search for it, which, you know, if you got like $150 million,
there's nobody I hate more than these Bitcoin millionaires. I fucking
They're the worst.
Hate them. They've done nothing. Who buys a Bitcoin when it's worth, like, pennies?
Yeah, I hate the story of, like, oh, yeah, I sold this guy a slice of pizza for 10 bitcoins back in, like, 1990.
I've done nothing with my whole life. Yeah. I've been a fucking guy who fucked around on the internet. Now I have $1 billion worth of Bitcoin. I want to kill those people.
Yeah, because they just bought Bitcoin.
That's worse than when you hear, like, we found a baseball card collection in my grandpa's basement that's worth, like, $2 million. That drives me nuts. The art people, we found this painting. It's actually an original Da Vinci.
Now that I'm thinking about it, though, the type of people that are making money off Bitcoin, like, if we get, like, the, like, Bitcoin billionaires Instagram accounts, like, these... You know, like pasty white dudes that are play like video games all day and then suddenly became billionaires would be a funny visual. That would be funny content.
You know, it's going to be
Lewis, first of all.
It's going to be
Lewis and Marty.
Yeah, it's going to be a Daily Mail article, the billionaires of Bitcoin. You know how they have like the sheiks.
Yes,
of,
exactly.
Like,
that's going to be great content.
The billionaires of Bitcoin. I am so out on Bitcoin right now. I probably have
even
like
though you are literally in on Bitcoin.
I have 20 grand worth of Bitcoin, and when I woke up,
You bought 20 grand or you have 20 grand?
I've invested probably, no, I probably have like 20 grand. Okay. Like I probably put in like 10.
Got it.
But it's like doubled. When I wake up, I go through my routine, I turn on, here's my routine. I wake up, I put on Spotify, get in the shower, listen to music, come out, check the Bitcoin price. And I honestly, with no like mixed emotions, I want it to be like $2.
We gotta get you some more Bitcoin. How can you afford more?
You buy like $500 a day.
Yeah. You like, need to buy like regulated. It's fucked.
I already missed
Winklevoss shit.
I already missed it. It's like a crap stat. I wanted it at six. I made my decision mentally. No one told me I couldn't get it.
I think it's still going up.
That's the thing.
Is
like,
well, it is. It goes up a thousand.
Yeah, just keep buying more.
But you can't do that forever.
Unless McAfee, yes, you can. McAfee will eat his dick.
Says the man who bet every fucking under in a day of baseball because all the day before was all overs.
Yeah.
You can keep buying.
Can't. On the sky.
It's the same exact logic that you've used before.
What is that?
With money.
That skydiving Santa coming in at some charity event. What was the charity event? It was Toys for Tots for a volleyball game. It was like a volleyball charity event. This Santa supposedly experienced skydiving. He looked like he never skydived before.
Was approaching the landing. You can see him coming in at full speed, crashing into a tree and a light pole, breaking his leg. Dominic Nelson saw it all.
It's the worst thing I've ever scene.
Even if he didn't hit the tree, he was coming in way too hot, way too fast. For me, and I always post Christmas, I love when people dress in Santa Claus outfits have mishaps.
Tragic.
Like
when tragedy strikes Santa Claus, it's
great. The DC Santa Claus or wherever the guy who's spreading is shot by a pellet
gun.
Baltimore. Still, like, one of my favorite videos that's ever put on. He's like, oh, he gets shot in the ass.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, this is awesome, though. Whoa, yes. Merry. Somebody just shot me.
But this Santa.
Skydiving
broke
Santa
his
from
leg.
Last year was very funny too.
Yeah.
When they were like, Santa's he's coming in a little hot
with
or whatever.
The trees.
Was. Santa's
the
a little
trees
short.
Broke.
The tree,
was
I mean.
Beautiful.
He hits that tree at like 100 miles an hour.
It looked like he had no conception where the ground
I'm
was.
Sure
oh, broken
he did.
Leg.
Did that's you see?
So, and like the fact that Santa has to go in an ambulance yeah. and all the kids,
the kids
watching,
are screaming.
That's yeah.
Did you see the reaction
awesome.
Of like the news guy? He was like, it was,
oh,
it was
yeah,
the worst thing I've ever seen.
That was
the worst thing
that was,
I've
was
ever
spectator.
Seen.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, that was the worst thing
I've ever seen.
He meant like, that guy is like in therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Like the way he says, like, that was the most disturbing.
Yes. Thing.
Well, there is something primal about seeing Santa Claus get ragdolled.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like your childhood just
yeah.
getting crushed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
God bless it. Mike Pence, this story came out. Not great. He ratted on his frat for having a keg. I'm not sure there's anything lower that can be said about somebody in life.
That guy's got to be kicked out of the government, kicked out of the country.
That's what politicians are, though.
Yeah, I was
going
to say,
snakes.
Everyone knew that kid in college. Like, there was that one kid who he ran for, like, student government, and he was, you know, the president of a fraternity. He was always trying to make sure that, like, he went through college and then graduated and didn't have any bad pictures of him or anything like that, and was like, I can now be president or
yeah.
vice president. That's the type of guy who will rat you out.
Tough,
when you
tough,
have
tough,
cake.
Because Trump doesn't drink either, right?
I don't think so.
Again, just a
really?
Wild.
Yeah, I don't think he drinks at all.
Oh, I can't trust him even more now.
No.
Yeah.
No. It's a common thread, though, politicians. They're all crazy.
They're all just not normal human beings.
They're
like
male
aliens.
Cheerleaders.
Yeah, they're aliens.
Yeah. Rough and Rowdy Odds came out, and the Sharps pounded Tex.
Whew.
Tex opened
Hank was
minus
a huge,
165. It's now even.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we've had people call. There's articles written. A lot of people now are basically saying the fight experience, doesn't matter if Hank's a better athlete, doesn't matter if he's got the reach, the fight experience is going to be a different spanker. You are directly involved in this fight.
It's a fair assessment. I mean, you obviously want the guy who's probably fought before, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, it's I watched stool scenes last night. Tex does not seem like a guy who wants to fight anymore. Like,
you mean the conversation Tex
and yeah, I had. When he's like, when you kept him like, well, win the fight. He's like, I'm going to win the fight. He was talking, but I don't think he was believing what he was saying.
Well, I think he also knows he's on like his fourth concussion.
Yeah.
It was,
well, that's gotta be somewhere in the back of your head.
It was the least confident I've seen Tex.
Yeah.
He was talking
like,
in circles.
Rattled.
He's like, I need $2,000. It's like, well, you'll probably get at least 10 if you win. And
he's like, well, I'm going to win. And I'll fight him in the streets.
Yeah.
You wouldn't get any money.
Right.
But I need the money. What?
Yeah,
so,
like if you win the fight, you're going to get a lot of money.
Right. Or just like you can also figure out a deal with Hank. Couldn't you figure out a deal where it's like 80-20?
I suggested that off the record. I'm like, why don't you go to him and do it off the record? He's like, I won't do that.
Like if he wants money to fight,
again,
there is money on
smart.
The table to fight. If you do 80-20, like these guys are fighting and the money to me, I mean, obviously Tex has student loans and I'm not going to, I mean, that sucks, but the money is not really important. It's the pride and having to come into this office every day and see the other guy.
Right. And
so
a,
splitting it 80-20 is not that big of a deal,
I
think.
I would agree with that. The only thing I'll say is that Hank has a lot more to lose. Like, if Tex comes in here a loser, guess
right,
what?
Right, but wouldn't
changes.
You want to do 80-20 no matter what?
Yeah.
Like, if I were in this fight, I'd be like, yeah, let's just do 80-20. Like, yeah. That's still...
Some guaranteed
you
cash.
Still,
you
still win significantly more money if you win.
I suggested I didn't want to be part of that. I'm like, I'd go off the record, do it with Hank. Don't tell anybody and do it. He didn't want any part of that. He won't do that.
But he wants... He needs money.
He needs
money.
Cash.
Yeah. He and also is stuff that he probably should have thought because where it got a little confusing is like, again, I... Whether people believe it or not, like this was not part of the plan.
Correct.
Like this fight, they brought the in. I said no, no, no. It's like, all right, you guys want to fight, fight, and then we throw the money, and then he wants money to fight. It's like, yeah, but we're like this. You jumped.
I just
on.
Know the text. I've never seen that. Out
I've
of him
never seen
he
him.
He was not.
He's Mr. Bravado.
He yeah.
And all of a sudden,
he,
it like, was like, but maybe I might
you
lose.
You kept on reminding him that he could win the money. He's like, snap back. He was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna win.
But well, there you go.
Why are you sitting here asking for it then?
It's going to be, I feel like the buzz is building. It's going to be an electric night week from Friday. It's coming up.
Very
excited. Are you still confident, your boy?
Yeah, I'm confident.
Live weigh-in.
I got to figure out what the fuck our entrance is going to be.
Live weigh-in, by the way.
We have done zero planning.
I asked about that. Live weigh-in is going to be 7:30 the night before
Thursday?
In West Virginia.
Okay.
That'll be on Facebook, Twitter. Pete's smirking. Maybe it won't be.
He just gave me
the Jordan 3-point shrug.
We went to the gym last night, and I immediately, when you're promoting a fight, I just realized you just yelled December 15th over and over. I must have said it like 500 times. December 15th, December 15th. Texas won this December 15th. Just over and over and over. Sells probably hundreds.
It's going to be a wild, wild night.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
What are we going to do after?
There's not much to do there.
I was going to say, come home.
Okay, so it's going to be such like a big, hype, awesome experience, and then the minute it ends, we'll be like,
although, I will say, after the last fight that we were at West Virginia, we went back to our, like, cabin in the woods, and there was, like, someone else who was staying there for the fight, and they were throwing a rager to the point, like, I was nervous. Mm-hmm. Like, that I was just going to get,
are we staying at a hotel or the cabin in the woods?
I think we're in a hotel. I think we're better.
I think whoever
has that cash will be ready to party in West Virginia. You have, like, 10 grand in that town. You can...
I might have to rent a spot out, rent the back of like a
get like the American Legion.
Out. Yeah,
I've also told by the Young and Happy guys that there's a strip club next to the hotel. That's just something go. That.
Well, it sounds like we're in a lot more like populated area than we were before.
We also, I think the entire like crew is going down on the same plane, which.
There's like 11 people on the plane.
No, Tex isn't flying. He's afraid of flying. He's
everybody
driving.
Else.
Oh, was he John everybody Madden? Else. What the fuck?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, I told the story today, but when we flew down last time, we were getting bumped around, missed flights, like lost my luggage, and we spoke with like a thing United. Like if you guys sprint, you can make this flight at like 12 minutes. And Tex just he yelled high knees and sprinted away 100 miles per hour, left me Pete and Frankie behind. There was a V in the airport, and he just went the wrong way. And he didn't have his phone. His phone was dead. So we were sitting on the plane like a minute before takeoff, and there was no sign.
God damn it.
High knees and just bolted.
Oh, my God.
Like 100 miles per hour.
Who else is going down? It's going to be a scene.
Well, what your scene? Entire contingency.
Yeah.
Myself,
11 Barstool
Frankie.
People on a plane is like...
Yeah,
that should be illegal.
Pete, yeah. Clearly,
whatever airline.
YP
did that.
For behind.
Oh,
the
by the way, just a little heads up: do not make a sound joke to Pete. He's not really happy about those. He's got this big board downstairs he's testing out, and I was like, "What's the button to make sure there's sound, Pete?" And he just looked at me like, "If you fucking say that again, I'm gonna cut you."
Yeah.
So he's. So, I guess it's a little too soon for the
Facebook
jokes.
Crew has like PSD from that.
Yeah.
No sound.
Yeah.
That's another one. I remember that driving away in that car, being like, "Oh, by the way, there's no sound."
No sound. No
what?
Sound. I'm fucking
December
pumped.
15th.
December 15th.
December 15th.
I want this shit. December 15th.
It's gonna be an interesting night.
Woo.